Blog Talk Radio.
We hear cracking up for the first time in 6 months, and I know you missed it too. Try catching up over shifts and eyes and coffee cups, but you'll never say you miss me too. How's your sister been? Is she gonna come visit in the fall again? And you say she's doing just fine. She moved back to Baton Rouge, and soon she might move in with you. And she asked about me the other night. You can tell her I'm not lonely, I'm just alone. And if you tried to hold me, I'd tell you don't. And if I say I miss you, you say I miss you more, I say baby you don't know me, baby you don't know me anymore. And you got a new girlfriend, you're everything she wanted, but just keep on asking about me. And I say I just keep my family close, and I fan the fire, burn the hope, cause I lost my mind trying to fix broken. Try to pretend there's no brick wall in the middle of the table when you say you can't believe how long it's been. No, but we tried to stay friends. You needed a gap, so she stepped in, and I found me again. And baby, I'm not lonely, I'm just alone. And if you tried to hold me, I'd tell you don't. And if I say I miss you, and you say I miss, don't know me, baby, you don't know me anymore. Tried to hold me, I tell you don't, cause baby you don't know me, no, baby you don't know me, no, baby I'm not lonely, I'm just alone, and if you tried to hold me, I tell you don't, you don't even know me, you don't know me, baby you don't know me, baby you don't know me, baby you don't know me. Did you ever really know me? No, you will never know me, cause baby that's the old me, you don't even know.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Wait Days with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Chloe Gilligan joining us. We'll talk with Chloe about her career, music, and anything that she's working on that she can talk about. This should be a fun one, folks. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you?
Hey, good, Cody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. We've been talking to Chloe a little bit off air, and a little birdie tells me that this is her first interview, which is awesome.
I heard something like that too from the same birdie.
And you know, it's always pretty special for us when artists choose this little radio show as their first interview. We've got to be on our game tonight, buddy.
We're always on our game.
Yes, we are. And And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Chloe Gilligan to the show. Hey, Chloe, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm so excited. I was, in fact, the birdie that you were talking about, just so everyone knows. That was me.
Yes, you were the squeaking canary.
Yes, that would be me.
As I was telling Craig, it's always humbling to know that for one, people trust you enough to do your show out of the literally thousands that are out there. So.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I didn't exactly know how the whole call-in radio thing works, so I'm excited that I'm getting to see how that even works.
Well, you've conquered step one, the actual call-in. You've conquered step one, so you're good right now.
I nailed it. I nailed it.
Yes, you did. Before we get into this today, why don't you just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place?
Okay, yeah. My name's Chloe again. I've always done music as a kid. I always, sang and wrote dumb songs, that kind of thing. But then my freshman year of high school, I wrote two songs without a guitar. And I was super, honestly, can't even lie. I feel like half of all of Nashville would give you the same story. But Taylor Swift was a huge influence of mine because she wrote songs. She wrote her own songs. And I kind of was like, oh, maybe I could try doing that. And then I was pretty much hooked from that year on. And I wrote, I think I wrote about, I don't write quite as many now. but I'm just here in Nashville, and I had found Belmont University, and I knew that would help me get to where I wanted to be, and here we are, about to graduate. So seems like time
awesome.
Is flying really
and,
fast.
And I'm glad you brought graduating college up. I'm glad you brought that up because as we were talking off air, this is your final semester of college. So
yes.
How'd that hit you? I mean, I know you said earlier offer that it felt like just 5 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of interesting because now I'm a senior, so all my classes are pretty much geared towards my major. So I'm not having to sit through a psychology class, a science class, which doesn't have too much interest to me. Well, I guess psychology isn't a very good example because I actually thought that was pretty interesting, like a math class, you know what I mean? And so now it's just kind of sitting in my classes with all my other seniors, and I'm learning about digital music marketing, and I'm in my senior capstone class with all my classmates, and it's just kind of crazy to think that it's been a whole 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
I'm flying by.
It was...
Go ahead.
It absolutely flies by. I mean, I get that completely.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you love psychology, but math is not your cup of tea?
Math is definitely not my cup of tea. I was in advanced math, but I almost failed it 3 times in high school. So math and I do not go together.
I was the
psychology
same way.
And English don't go well with me, too. I'm the exact opposite.
No, I'm definitely more of a language arts history type person. So put me in one of those classes, I'll thrive. But math, science, forget about it.
I was the same way with math pretty much all through school, up until college. That's when it clicked for me.
Yeah, that would be nice if that happened to me.
That's when math clicked for me. I mean, I had the best college algebra teacher ever. God bless her, for putting up with me. God bless her. So, I wanted to talk about real quick a little something that you and some other ladies did that pretty much made the country music industry lose their collective minds. And I'm talking about the Heat Urban cover video that y'all did, which was great. I mean, it was so good.
I was so inspired from it, Chloe.
I saw
you in the video, and I said, wow, I have to, along with a lot of the other people, the suffragists in the video, we have to interview them.
Agreed.
Yeah, that whole group, I mean, I think it's perfect timing for a group like that, for this sort of message that's kind of so coming out of the woodworks right now. I mean, it's just coming out full throttle, all these cases in the industry right now we have in the entertainment world, and I think that Keith Urban's song coming out, it's just, it all kind of seems like it's all hitting the right timing for a reason, you know what I mean? And I think that the group, the whole message behind it, it couldn't have been more perfect timing for us to have this sort of platform to talk about that stuff and do it with music too, which is even better.
Yeah.
I wanted to get your reaction on everything that's happened with the video since. I mean, Keith Urban tweeted about it. He's mentioned it in a couple of interviews. Today Show put it on their website. I mean, what's that been like for you?
Well, it's kind of funny. So a few of the girls in the video, so I do a song Suffragette, so here and there, you know, pretty fairly regularly, I guess you could say, but it's kind of funny because a few of us aren't, I'm not even singing in it. So I'm only in it for a split second. And it's just so funny because obviously I'm going to share it because I think it's cool that the group itself has getting out there and the message is getting spread. But it's been pretty crazy. I'm just so glad that they asked me to be in it, even for the 1 second that I get to be in it, because it just means so much, the whole video. And I don't think anybody expected it to blow up quite this much. And that's just really cool to see how excited Kaylee and Todd and Helena and Quinn, and I think it's just been really awesome seeing how much it's been great.
And I've had a few of those girls on the show. I've had Kaylee, Lena, and Tierra on the show before, and everybody in that group is just, I mean, it's so much fun to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's been great having a group like that to kind of fall back on as a community. I really think that I've never really had a huge group of girls like that to be so supportive, and I think it is so rare to find that, and especially in the entertainment industry, and I think that they're all so funny and so nice. Kaylee's hilarious.
Yes, she is.
Kaylee really seems to have really be very vivacious and have a lot of energy, and Lena seems to be very sweet, too. I had the pleasure of meeting them as well.
Yes, yeah, they're both so great, and they've been kind of like older sisters to me, so that's been awesome.
Yeah. And we had Kelly on the show maybe October of 16, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I was nervous. I'm going to be absolutely honest with you on that. I was nervous.
Oh, my gosh. What made you nervous?
Just the fact that of course, her song, I Felt Like a Girl, you know, did what it did, and pretty much put her on the map. So it was just that. I was like, is this actually happening right now? You know?
Yeah. She's awesome.
She is.
I called in for the interview. I wasn't the co-host yet. And even then, I don't think I could get
Craig
a straight question off because I was nervous too.
That's so awesome.
I wanted to ask too. Of course, I've gotten into watching Song Suffragettes a little bit on Periscope a little bit last year, and they're virtual year this year. But I wanted to ask some kind of fun, kind of get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Do
awesome.
It.
What music are you currently listening to?
Oh, man. Well, I've listened to, okay, you know the Greatest Showman movie that came out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
a lot
the Rewrite the Star song.
Movie.
Yeah, the movie was great. I really thought it was awesome. It's really good to go see it in theaters. I think it's definitely worth going to theaters and seeing it on the big screen. But I'm listening to the one of the songs from that. Actually, a lot of music I'm listening to, I'm the January playlist for the Song Suffragettes this month. So if you want to go listen to my playlist of all my music I've been listening to, it'll be out in the next few days or so, actually. But it's really cool to do that because I trust everyone's opinion on music that's in the group. So whenever they do it, I'm like, oh, it's like a pre-curated playlist. I'm guaranteed to like about 90% of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you, Cody, what is your next show? I'm sorry, can I get in one question, Cody?
Yeah,
I want
to go ahead, buddy.
I know you're finishing up your last semester at Belmont. Do you have any shows scheduled in Nashville in the next week or month?
Not as of right now, and that's mostly just because I'm kind of doing more acoustic. I'm just doing a lot of writers' rounds, so they kind of only come up within – they're pretty last-minute things typically. So I don't know when, but hopefully in the next few weeks or so. I just played a show about a week ago, so I think it'll probably be in the next 2 weeks or so something might come up, or I hope something comes up.
Well, because I would love to see you perform live too, Chloe.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that.
Sure.
Oh, and I'll just tell you, along with this show, I host another show called Indie Country Radio. I don't know if you've seen the tweets or the Instagram posts or whatever, but I will be more than happy to add the song we just played to a rotation on that show.
Oh, well, thank you. That'd be so awesome of you if you did that. Thanks.
I will absolutely do it. And I will let you know when we're going to play it.
Yeah, please let me know. I would love to hear that. That'd be awesome.
Awesome. I feel like along with these interviews, I feel like hosting Indie Country Radio is another way to get you guys out there and your voice is heard.
Yeah, I mean it's so awesome that people like you are so determined to get music out there that you enjoy, you listen to, or you want to help to support them. I think that's so cool because we only have so many resources, you know, and it definitely takes airplay and getting your songs out there to make a difference with the music, you know. So it's great when people do stuff like this. I'm so thankful you asked me to do this.
Absolutely, and I'm a big supporter of the ladies in the industry. So of course I'm not obviously opposed to playing the guys, but I will.
No boys allowed.
I pretty much play maybe 75% ladies on my radio show. So.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I love it.
and it's not only it's not only Indie Country Radio, but the entire reason I started the show in the first place was to help some incredibly talented people like yourself. Like I said, get their voices out there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just so awesome that things just come up like this, and it's just so good to like talk to people and they get to know you, and then the sort of relationship you'll have forever. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and And I try and pride myself on forming friendships and relationships with my guests off air too. So.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to ask while we're on the subject of all this online stuff, I wanted to ask a couple things about social media.
Okay.
How has social media affected your career thus far?
I think that social media is the best and the worst thing. But I guess in terms of my music, I definitely would say it's the best. sometimes I get annoyed with social media, but that's a whole nother story. But I think
Don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. So I wish I could delete it, but you really can't. You can't delete it at this point. We're all too far in, you know. But I love it. I think it puts a good platform for artists, for their fans to get to know them personally, and I feel like it is really a way of expressing who you are as a person, let alone what your music is. And I really think that, I mean, most of my favorite artists that I can think of, watched an interview, or they made a video, or they had a get to know me behind the scenes sort of thing. And those are always the things that made me want to keep at least giving their music a try whenever they release something. You know what I mean? So I think that it really has just helped in creating a fan to artist relationship that we've never really had to be able to be so interactive. Like, I can talk to people on Instagram, you know, that I would have never gotten the chance to do that about 10 years ago. So that's so cool.
Chloe, in addition to the song Suffragette video, you know, after that happened, I spoke to Cody, and I researched you on YouTube and the internet. And I saw your Walt Disney World video too, and I said, "Oh wow, I'm excited that Cody was able to book you for the show." So I've been looking forward to it ever since. So social media has helped.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I always make dumb, fun little videos from my trips that I go on.
So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Exactly. I may be aging myself here, but I do remember a time before social media, if you can believe that.
What?
But yeah.
I wish.
But, I mean, with social media, like you said, we here at the show are really big on social media because that's where we find like 95% of our guests. So the social media thing is big for us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you would have never been able to reach out to me even if I hadn't had my email up on my page. So it all works out.
True. I'll go ahead and say this now, but I'll mention it again at the end of the show. If there's ever anything that you need from me or the show, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, you have my email. I don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, well, thank you so much for offering that to me. I seriously appreciate it so much. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And I feel like if you guys give us 30 or 45 minutes of what I know is a busy schedule, I feel like it's the least we can do to help promote you guys and what you do.
Oh, yeah. I don't really have many plans today because it's snow outside, so I can't see through my car.
In New York, Nashville, I mean, it should have been 60 degrees at Nashville and we should have gotten the snow like we did last week here where I am in New Jersey. What's funny is yesterday it was rainy, but it was in the 60s. And then today, you're the one to get the snow. So Jack Frost is really pissed on everyone.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on because Thursday I was practically sweating walking to class. And then the next day, school was canceled because it had snowed so much. So you never know these days.
No, it's unpredictable. How much snow did you get in Nashville? Just curious.
I would say an inch or two. Really nothing. But, I mean, it only takes about an inch to shut down the city with no plow, you know what I mean? So
it's
a mess.
We got We got here in West Tennessee, where I'm from. I live about 3 hours west of Nashville. So we've got about maybe 2, maybe 2.5 inches ourselves. So.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's getting snow right now. It's kind of funny. I feel like it's later. I always wanted to snow in December because I feel like snow belongs in December, but it always comes in January, you know? And then I'm back in school, and then it's just like,
you know what?
It
has to celebrate New Year in Nashville before it gets its full strength, before it unleashes its full arsenal on you.
Yeah, exactly.
But, wait till February hits. February is our big snow month.
Oh, yeah. It really does come out of nowhere every time, and no one is ever prepared for it.
True. You know, I'm a big fan of artist interviews, kind of like yourself. I will read, watch, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can get my hands on. Because frankly, I think it helps me do this show a little bit better, frankly. So I was watching one of my favorite interviewers of all time, Dan Rather, who is just a giant in the industry. I was watching him I talked to a Kid Rock one time, and he asked this question. So I'm gonna ask you.
Okay. Hit me with it.
When everything's said and done with your career, and you've won a major award after major award, which is gonna happen for you. There's literally no doubt in my mind it's gonna happen.
no.
What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Oh man, that is a loaded question. I think what would I want to be remembered for? I think I would want to be remembered for remaining very authentic throughout the whole process. I think that for me, the best artists out there are the ones that, I mean, even you watch like actresses and interviews, and they're kind of timeless in the way that they, I mean, you can just tell they stay true to themselves no matter what happens in their career. Even when they keep reinventing themselves, I feel like there's something to be said about artists where you feel like you've known them since you started listening to them. And I just want to feel like, I just want my listeners to feel like they're not alone. And all I can hope for is that my music is something that they can relate to and feel a little less alone. And I just kind of want people to see me as a friend, I guess you could say, because I think that's for me, my favorite artists are like that for me, and I just would love if that could happen by the end of my career, you know?
Well,
you think you keep putting impressions on other people like you did with us, Chloe, I don't think that will be an issue with
you. Oh, well, thank you for saying that.
You know, if it means anything at all, we definitely consider you a friend. So.
Oh, thanks. You guys are my friends too now.
Well, I'm honored, Chloe. Trust me.
Yes,
I would love to go to Gilligan's Island. Trust me. No, I'm just that's a joke. Just but.
Well played, there, Craig. Well played, buddy.
don't worry. I've heard all the Gilligan's Island jokes. You cannot surprise me.
Okay. We'll see about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh man, this is going off the rails fast. Okay, so if you weren't in the music industry at all, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer or anything in the music industry?
If I wasn't in the music industry, I'd probably, I guess I have to take it back now. I know I said I didn't like social media, but I do like social media though. I think I would probably be doing something like marketing for people via social media. I love graphic design and making visuals for people, kind of making brands, I guess you could say. And, or I'd be doing, I mean, dream world, you'd get to live that life where you do the YouTube thing and you get paid to travel and try on stuff, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
But that's a dream world. Realistic world, I'm probably doing graphic design and marketing for people. I love the concept of making a brand and pushing it to people. I love
mm-hmm.
it.
I think I tweeted this out earlier. It might have been yesterday or today. But I know it's not an actual job. But my mm-hmm. dream job would be a professional encourager. I'd show up at your house and spend 30 minutes telling you just how freaking awesome mm-hmm. you are.
That's so much fun. Well, you'd be good at it. You have made me feel awesome in this interview, so I think you could definitely succeed at that job. You can basically do that as a guy that does radio. I feel like you can just do it to a bunch of people at once, you know?
True. Okay, so... this is always a fun question to ask, and I cannot tell you the number of different responses we've gotten. It's never the same. So if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, change about my career. Well, I mean, I guess I'm not even super far into it, but I guess one thing I would say maybe is I think I would go back and I would tell my 18-year-old self who just got to Belmont to not worry about when you start doing it, you know, because I think that a lot of kids go to Belmont. I mean, this is what I experienced, but a lot of kids go to Belmont and you kind of go from big fish, little pond in terms of your music, and then you go to Belmont mm-hmm. and you're in the ocean and everyone's a shark and everyone can sing and play guitar and play piano and write songs,
right.
you know? So it's like you go from right. 0 to 100 and it's kind of overwhelming, and I wish I could go back because I didn't release anything for 2 years, and, you know, there are definitely times where I was like, oh, well, I'll just be a songwriter. Like, I'll just do the song or anything. I won't try and be an artist. And then, I don't know, something clicked and I went through something, and then I kind of just was like, you know what? Now I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the artist thing. And it definitely, thank God I did. So I guess I'm just telling myself to not freak out. It's all going to happen when it happens.
It'll happen when you least expect it too, Chloe.
Yeah, that's how everything goes, you know?
Yeah,
oh,
it just stumbles on.
Do you know Megan Golden?
I don't. Sounds familiar, but I don't.
Well,
Megan is also in Belmont finishing up her last semester, just like you.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. She's a senior at Belmont too, so a really good friend of ours.
Oh, nice. I'll have to look her up. I always think I know everyone in Belmont, and then there's still some people like, oh, do you know so and so? I'm like,
you?
Nope.
Right.
I'm like,
okay.
Yeah.
This next question I've got for you, I sort of came about subconsciously when I was in college. So when I was in college, I had this professor who loved scenarios. Okay, he'd throw a scenario out at you pretty much every class period, and I hated it. I completely despised it. So, I'm going to throw a scenario out at you real quick.
Okay.
I'm stranded on a deserted island and can only take 3 things with you. What are you taking?
Oh,
you mean
man.
On a deserted, on Gilligan's Island? Come on, let's make it Gilligan's Island for the purpose of this conversation.
That's perfect. Okay, well, let's see. Can a person be one of those?
Yeah.
Items?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would probably bring my dad because he was in the Army, and I feel like he's really good at, like, crisis situations. And I feel like he would be able to help, and I would be freaked out if I was stranded on Gilligan's Island. and I don't know what else. Well, if it would work, probably a laptop at least. I don't. And then a food that would sustain me for as long as possible. But I don't know what that would be. So I would need more time to research that.
Other than coconut, trust me, I think when you left the island, you would be so sick of coconuts, you would take away Gilligan's Island. You say, I don't want to be associated with this anymore.
I'm over it. I'm done. I'll change all my social medias. Take it away.
Okay. Getting a little bit serious here for a second. Being a creative person, which I know you obviously are, we kind of both are creative. So, what inspires or motivates you?
I definitely write based on details. I think most of my songs start with very specific details, things that I experienced. I mean, all of my songs that you've heard, they're very real stories, and they're definitely real people who definitely know the songs about them when they hear it. There's no doubt about it kind of thing.
It reminds
me
exactly of Taylor Swift,
Well, which is why I think I have so much respect for her, because, you know, I think that misconception with songwriters is that I have this, like, malicious intent, like, I'm out to get back at some guy, you know what I mean? But, why would I put myself through writing the whole thing? And it's just, yeah, I think that it's just, this what I experienced, and I think that I'm inspired by real stories, definitely. I love piecing stories together, and I love that I have songwriting to do that, I think. That's what I would say.
It's funny that if this interview lasted 15 more minutes, this would become a story that you would write a song about.
Oh, yeah. You guys are going to be my hit song. That's how this works, right?
The hidden secret. I'll be happy
I'll
to.
I'll take it.
Perfect.
Oh,
you guys can come to the Grammys, and we'll all accept the award. Song of the Year.
Sweet.
Yeah, I knew this was going to be a special interview.
Okay, going back to social media for a second, do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole with the invention of social media?
You know, I think that question, I don't know, because at the same time as it's so much easier to put yourself out there, it's so much easier to put yourself out there so everyone's doing it, you know? So it kind of, it's easy if you find your thing, I think, and if people start to latch on to your unique thing that you've found in yourself. But, I mean, I do think that some people, unfortunately, kind of get washed up in it. But I think that it all really comes down to if you're really who you are and you just find something that makes you different and stand out, then I think it's going to just totally transcend and everyone's going to want to follow you, and I think that social media is a great platform for you to do so.
A couple more questions for you, I think, and then we're gonna wrap things up. What is the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given was my friend's dad. So I had just gotten, I didn't get an internship. I couldn't, my summer job fell through, and I didn't get into this program that I wanted to get into for songwriting camp. And I was so upset. I mean, it was just the worst day ever, like totally bummed out. And I saw my friend's dad at a show, and he was in the audience, and he was catching up with me. He's like, Chloe, how have you been? And I was like, honestly, not that great. And I kind of told him what happened, and he just looked at me, and he's like, you know, he's like, every no makes sense within a year. And that's, you know, you just have to believe that. And honestly, it's so true. Like, I had the worst breakup, I guess you could call it, ever. And that was such a rough time for me. And then a year later, that's the song that was about that is the song that got me to the guy that is currently I'm talking to for a publishing deal. You know, so it's kind of like you have to really believe that everything is happening for a reason. And I really do think everything happens for a reason. And that would be, that advice kind of put that into a very understandable term. I feel like just every no makes sense within a year. And I totally live by that.
So we'll figure out the year what purpose of this interview. No, I'm going to.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in a year.
True. Now, I know your career is kind of it's kind of just started, I mean, but thus far, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, man, in terms of my career, I think the day that my song Not Lonely, Just Alone, it somehow got swooped up in the algorithm on Spotify that goes into release radars for people, where they show you who your artist you're listening to, and they, you know, put a bunch of similar artists on it. And that happened, and that for me was kind of the first time that I sort of felt, I guess you could say, validated as an artist, because, you know, you do so much on your own, and it's kind of like, yeah, people are listening to it, but you're kind of waiting for that thing that you feel like someone that you don't really know kind of catches on. And that, for me, it happened overnight. I got like 50,000 plays in less than 24 hours, and for me, that was kind of my, like, okay, you know, I think I'm doing something that's working, and I'm just going to go with it. And it's just that playlist says, that led to Discover Weekly playlist, and I think that Spotify thing is so nice for artists. I think that you can get on something like that and be exposed to, I mean, my song's being played in like Tokyo. I couldn't even believe that like a year ago. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so awesome.
Right.
Spotify has a feature.
It's a consumer sushi favorite, you mean?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you say it was popular in Tokyo, or?
It's not popular in Tokyo, but it's getting played over there. It's got like, I don't know, 15 plays in the most random cities over in Asia. It's just cool seeing that there's no way that
yeah.
it would have been played there if it hadn't gone on that playlist. And I think that that's kind of eye-opening, you know what I mean? It's just so cool that music can do that.
When you said that it was played in Japan, that's why I got the idea then that it was a consumer sushi favorite, that they love to hear it while they're eating sushi in Japan.
Oh, I would love it if they listened to my song over sushi. I know I like sushi, so there you go.
And that's one of my resolutions now this year, to hear your song while eating sushi here.
In Japan. Now you have to go to Japan.
Wonderful. It ends up being the most expensive interview then.
Yeah, worth it. Totally worth it.
You know, I love what you said about feeling validated, because I mean, I've been at this radio thing for the past 6 years, which is still totally blows my mind. I've been at it this long.
Right.
So
that's awesome.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't even think I'd last 2 weeks on the air.
Oh, no.
And
I think...
And,
oh, go ahead.
And I was just going to say that 2 weeks turned into 6 years, and it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yeah, I really feel like the best things kind of happen out of nowhere like that. And I think you do a great job interviewing. I mean, I feel like we're just talking on the phone, you know? It doesn't even feel like an interview.
Right.
And I feel like those are the best interviews.
That's all interview. It should be just a good conversation.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm glad you said that too, because some of my favorite interviews are just where the guest and the interviewer are just literally talking back and forth, and the interviewer isn't just a firing question after question at the guest. So
right, yeah, no, it doesn't feel like that at all. I've really enjoyed this.
we've got less than a minute, so this has just gone by too fast.
I know. It was fun, though. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yes, that was. This was.
I don't want it to end, to be honest with you. I just don't want this to end. So, one last question. Well, a couple more questions before we go. Aside from school, what's coming up for you, career-wise, in the next, say 2 or 3 months?
So I have been working with a company. They're called Young Guns Publishing, and I'm not positive yet, but if everything works out, I think I should be signing with them in May, and which would be really cool because they're gonna help me work on my music outside of the publishing company. I kind of do a half artist development deal, half publishing deal, so. That hopefully that'll all get started in May because I wanted to wait until I graduate so I could give it 100%, you know. So
right.
But hopefully that'll all work out and then I'll just be a writer and I'll be working on whenever my next project will come out over the next year or so, and that's super exciting. So looking forward.
I think that's smart. Focus on school while you're in school, and once you graduate, then give your career your full attention. I think that's super smart.
Right. Yeah. I was trying to do it where I was about to work with them, like probably sign around now and work for the next few months with them, and I just kind of looked at the guy I work with. I was like, listen, I just really am the type of person where I just really want to give it 100% when it comes to music. And he was like, okay, let's we'll wait. We'll do it. So thank goodness he understood.
We'll hold
that.
Up on it.
Right. Yeah.
Before we do go, where can fans find you online if they want to follow you?
Where can they find me online? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I definitely think that I have tons of YouTube content. I have music videos out there, but I have music on Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. And I have my Instagram, which is Gilligan's Island 24, and my Twitter is cgilly 24, and I'm on all the social media, so pretty much anywhere you want to
awesome.
Find me, I'll be there.
Awesome. Oh, and speaking of social media, I apologize for blowing up your social media earlier today. I apologize for that.
Oh, totally okay. No, I if I ever don't respond, it's because I don't check it that often. I'm really bad at responding to people, so don't ever be offended.
Right.
If I don't answer, I checked Twitter and I was like, oh shoot! Like I had no idea that was on there. So sorry about
that. I understand that completely. Hey, this has been so much fun.
Yes, definitely. I've had a blast.
Thank you again for doing this.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you so much again for asking me to do this. This went so smoothly, and I had so much fun.
This was terrific, Chloe. I'm really excited to see you perform live and to meet you.
Me too.
Me too. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Let me know if you guys are going to a show.
I'm going to.
One of my New Year's resolutions is to make it to Nashville a lot more this year. So,
well, there you go. Now this is. I'll let you know when the next show is, and then you can come to that show. How about that?
Alrighty. And again, just thank you for choosing this show as your first interview. It really
You. This was so much fun. I'm glad I got to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's been terrific.
All right, I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your I think I'm gonna I'll let you go and let you get back to your snowy evening. So so I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, thank you so much again. Have a great rest of your night. Bye, guys.
Have a pleasure meeting you.
All right, you too.
Nice to meet you guys, too. Bye.
That was so much stinking fun. Wow.
Yes. That was a great bubble interview. she's really vivacious. You know, she's very giggly. She just wants to reach out to people. I think she did a terrific job today.
I agree. I don't know if you know this, Craig, but today marks three shows in 5 days. I don't know if you realize that yet or not. Three shows in 5 days started today.
And that's what happens when you have a successful show.
True. So, speaking of shows, I think we've got Still Ivory on Tuesday, speaking of shows.
We have, yes, that's, they have a great new song called I Think I Should Have Kissed, and they're two very lovely women.
They are, I agree.
I've been looking forward to it ever since.
We've been social media friends for quite a while. They're just great.
Yes, I can't wait for Tuesday.
To me either. So I think I'll let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
All right. Have a good weekend, Tony. I'll see you on Tuesday.
I'll talk to you Tuesday.
Okay, bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Chloe Gilligan. As Craig mentioned earlier, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely ladies of Still Ivory joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.